This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, July wheat is 749 and a quarter, down 1.5. December at 775 is down 4.25. July wheat in Chicago, 707.5, is down 1.5. December, 730, down 1.75. July corn, 665.25, up 4.75. December, 548.25, down 4.75. July soybeans, 1542.5, up 13.75. November, 1304, down 12. July soybean meal, 458, up 540. July soybean oil, 48.63, up 4 cents. June live cattle is 120.25, down 70. August feeders, 145.45, down 12.5. And June lean hogs are 96.35, and they are down 17.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
July corn's up 4. December's down 5.25. July beans up 13.25. November down 12. A bull spreading an otherwise lackluster news luster Wednesday?
Well, that certainly is the way it would seem. We'll see once we get any reaction out of Landworth. They just came out with their numbers, and they dropped corn acres by 800,000, which would take us down to about a 13.8 billion bushel production level. The part that I think a lot of people, you know, they think about 800,000 acre loss. If we leave everything the way the USDA has it right now, we'd still have about 1.65 billion bushel carryout.
Right. So it's still adequate.
Yeah, it's still, yeah, there's no question about that. And bull spreading makes sense in both areas because we are really tight on old crop and new crop is still a big question. They did drop, surprisingly, they dropped beans 1 million acres is what they did. And just all of this is coming because of late planting. And we just drove back from Wisconsin yesterday, Dave, and I can tell you that there are some bean fields that are up, but, boy, there are a lot of bean fields that are just on nothing but weeds everywhere. And even the bean fields that are up and the corn fields, too, they're having a hard time spraying. So this is going to be a very challenging year when you look at from a production standpoint. And, you know, the weather this morning talking, I think maybe has the trade is maybe a little bit nervous, but not just yet. They're talking on 11 to 6 day ridging out in the plains. And, you know, that's our greatest fear is that all this rain suddenly shuts off and we start to get warm. But we're not down there yet.
Is the Landsworth number reasonable to you? Many traders are much higher than that 1 to 3 million acres.
Well, I think that, you know, Landworth is probably realistic for right now for what we know. I think that there are some areas where you're going to continue to see planting even out into that 25-day insurance window if they can get on the land and if they'd have to be further south. In other words, they've got to be down here in the Illinois, Iowa, Indiana area. If you talk about north, you know, the ability to get corn, you know, shorter maturity corn is almost zero up there. Guys are looking everywhere. And
I hear they can't find it.
They can't find it. That's exactly the truth. It is just plain not available. And so planting anything with a longer maturity up there is almost like sudden death. You know, so why would you do that when you maybe have the opportunity to take prevented plant and make a small amount of money and not have to spend everything else? You know, I think it'll all depend upon the only loss they'd have is the nitrogen. You know, if the phosphorus and everything that they would put on would still remain for next year, but nitrogen would be a loss. So I think that's the thing that they'll have to pencil out and decide what they want to do. But this is not a normal year in any way, shape, or form. And the thing that's even adding more angst to it is the lack of heat. You know, we need to get some growing degree days.
No, we haven't had very many yet.
No, we're behind everywhere in the U.S. pretty much. And you know, you don't get growing degree days by just jumping up to 90 degrees. Anything above 85 doesn't count. And so, you know, we're not out of the woods. But lackluster, yeah, that's a good way to, that was a really good way to describe it, because there isn't much going on other than on old crop beans. We did see that China inked a deal for 790,000 ton from Purdue today. So that's a huge, huge sale to them. But, you know, it didn't say when it was going to be delivered or anything like that. And I think we're all getting ready for the golden roll, which is going to be coming again the end of the week.
And this is the big guys. We had the little ones rolling last week.
Yes, we had the babies. So now the big guys will come in here this weekend and start to roll out of the Julys and either go to the September or the December or to the August or November on beans. And so that'll be the next thing. And we do have Informa coming out. Their winter wheat estimates at 10:30. Landworth beat them out here a little bit. They said they think that on the spring wheat numbers is what they came out with, 700,000 acres lost in North Dakota alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that'll make a difference. But I think the market will be sitting here at 10:30 waiting to see what they, you know, what Informa has to say about winter wheat, because I don't think anybody feels comfortable. My guy's out in Kansas, Nebraska. I've got one farmer out there that it'll be the first time in the history of his farm they'll have absolutely zero wheat production. And he said they never believed that could happen. You know, they've always thought of wheat as being something that could survive anything, but obviously that wasn't the case this year.
We have 4.63 million acres of corn on planted in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin,
yep,
and Minnesota.
Right.
And we have one more. We have an inch of rain coming this week. West of the Missouri, we have 2 inches of rain coming into Wisconsin this week yet.
Yep.
Is it reasonable to think that, and we haven't even touched on what all this might do to the yield estimate at 158. Is it reasonable to think that we are headed and trending to ending stocks of 1.4 to 1.5 billion bushels at this time?
Oh, I think so. I think that's very realistic. And, you know, the situation, I can tell you personally from being up in Wisconsin, it was raining there yesterday. It's raining there again today, and they're expecting rain tomorrow, and then they're supposed to have a break. I just had a phone call from one of our dairy producers up there. They have less than one-third of their corn planted and do not hold a lot of hope for getting the rest in. And so, you know, it's a terrible situation, and I do think it will definitely drop it. And you know, the part that's very difficult all the way around is that, again, you know, we are going to put a lot of pressure onto our livestock sector, because there's no doubt if we do drop, even if we only drop to 1.5, it is going to raise the price of corn at some point in time. And so, you know, we've been pretty aggressive saying to guys, hey, you've got to get yourself covered and figure out what you're going to do now. And not wait to find out what happens here, because the forecast definitely doesn't look like it's going to give us a break. And, you know, when you get into the northern tier of states, you know, their growing season's a lot shorter. And
right.
So, you know, their ability to be able to plant like we can plant down here just isn't there. And, you know, the other thing that I think a lot of people don't think of is, you know, even if it stops raining today, you don't get in the field for another 10 days probably.
There's a lot of standing water everywhere where
That's
it's
right.
been raining heavily.
That's right. And so, you know, it isn't a matter of, oh, it stopped raining, now we can plant tomorrow. It just doesn't work that way. And so, and of course, every day we go deeper into the 25-day window,
you lose money.
You lose money. That's exactly right. And so I do think that it is realistic, Dave. I think that, you know, this is going to be another one of those extremely challenging years when it comes to trying to figure out where we're going to get all the supply. The East Coast seems to be doing okay. Even from a growing degree day, they seem to be okay.
Okay.
Indiana's not too far behind, but, boy, it sure looks tough everywhere else.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick, July corn is 664 and a half up 4. December, 547 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. July soybeans, 1543 and a quarter, up 14 and a half. In November, 1305 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.